Von 0 auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön, Rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral, alles super.
Okay, I'm sitting here with Jeff from Yaya the Kid.
Yes.
One more time.
Yes, yes.
Again.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks for your time.
No worries, man.
And long time not seen.
Yeah.
Well, 2019.
A lot of people didn't see many people for a while, huh? Let's hope it doesn't happen again.
Yes. And how was the time for you? Was it very hard or was it okay? Or
I don't know. I could have done without all of that. You know, I think most people could have. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't really. It sucked, but after a while, I got bored and I moved to Bulgaria for a year. And in Eastern Europe, it was not as the lockdown was a lot less there. Like things were still pretty much going on. You know, I mean, people wore masks and stuff, but there were even concerts and things like that there. So. Yeah, I just sort of hung out there and waited, you know?
Yeah. But did you go there because it's cheaper than here or?
No, I mean, well, actually, it was like I went there because my girl lives there.
Oh, okay.
And, but, you know, normally I wouldn't stay that long, but just because there was nothing happening, you know, then I got there and it was just totally there. It was. You know, like I said, you know, there were still shows. It was like, there was very minimal, you know, restrictions. Because, I mean, it's a different mentality over there, you know.
Yeah. So, and what did you do the whole day long?
I actually, weirdly, kind of got into hiking and stuff like that. There's a lot of nature there, you know what I mean? So, I mean, there wasn't like, I actually ended up starting another band. I have this band called Jeff and the Problems that's like a band with all Bulgarian musicians or in other bands. And so I just did that just to be able to play a little music, you know what I'm saying? But that turns out it's pretty fun. I'm still doing it, you know what I mean? Like we're doing some shows at the end of the summer again. And yeah, man, so that's...
And it's also... punk sound or
it's like Jaya but with different musicians and every musician adds a different, do you know what I mean? So it's like, you know, it's four, actually five different other musicians, and so it's still punky, but you know, it's cool, man. It's what it is, you know. It's fun.
I think I saw a video on Facebook, but not very much, we made
one video clip. I mean, we haven't really had time to do much. Like, I mean, you know, everyone in that band are in other bands, so it's like, it was just sort of, it's really like, you know, it was like really just a side thing, but now we've decided that we're gonna, you know, try to take it a bit further, and we just went to the studio and recorded a few more songs. We have when I'm there, you know, we chip away at it, and maybe in a year, then we'll have an album and see how that goes. That's fun.
So there are already songs that you can listen to?
Well, there's only one right now online. There's like a video that we did, and that's it. But we've recorded a few other ones, and like hopefully when I'll be back there at the end of August, and we'll like mix them and then see what we want to do, you know? I don't know. No one's really waiting for it right now, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? It's like, it's not like we've had a few albums and people are like, what's happening with Jeff and the Problems? It's more like we're like just sort of building it, and then, you know, at some point we can put an album out, and if people like it, then, you know, but we're playing some shows. I mean, so it's a legit thing. It's fun.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's pretty cool. Where did you get the songs from? Are that songs you don't have for Yaya the Kid?
They're just. I mean, we play a lot of covers, to be honest, right now, because we, you know, the band, like, it started off as a cover band, like most bands, you know, and now we have like four originals, and then we do a couple of Jaya songs too, just because it's easy, you know what I mean? Like, I know them, you know, and then for the rest, we just do, yeah, just some sort of fun covers that we felt like doing.
What kind of songs are that?
We've got, like, you know, we do some obvious shit, like, we do some, you know, like, some Clash and some Manu Chao, but we do, like, a Venga Boys cover, you know what I mean?
Which song?
Boom, Boom, Boom. And stuff like this, you know what I mean? We do a Pixies song, I don't know, just stuff, you know, I mean... at first we just picked the most basic stuff, but you know what I mean, now we're thinking more like maybe we can find more interesting things to do, but yeah, it's a start.
And will you be on tour in Germany or
with that, problems? Yeah. Oh, maybe. I hope so someday, but I mean, that's far away. I mean,
no,
really,
not this year.
No. Okay. I mean, like, yeah, no. I mean, we need to get an album done. Do you know what I mean? And then, you know, have, you know, I don't want to just drag, you know, 5 Bulgarian guys with me and be a completely unknown band, you know, playing nowhere to nobody. You know what I mean? Like, we want to at least, you know, and my vision would be to put an album out, you know, and then promote it, and, you know, then people from Jaya, like that, like Jaya might see it, and, you know, it's not going to be like the same as a Jaya show right away, of course, but, you know, like, at least I think people will show up if they...
But it could be the support band on a Jaya tour, so
you can... It could be. That sounds exhausting, man. I don't want to play 2 shows in a night. No, thank you. All right, anyways, yeah.
Okay. And, is there a new album from Jaya kept coming?
Yeah, we're working on that. We actually just this last week were in the, not in the studio recording, but just writing, you know, so we're getting there. Like, I mean, it was sort of hard to be together during the pandemic because, you know, I was in Bulgaria, some of the guys are in, you know, Holland, our guitar player is in the UK. So that sort of put a hold on that, but we're starting to do that again. Yeah.
But maybe next year, or
I hope so.
Okay, because I saw the discography, mm-hmm. and the last albums went. There were five years.
It was about 5
it.
Years, yeah.
So
about time. Yeah.
There's a little bit delay.
Yeah.
Because many bands in the pandemic, they had time to write songs and.
We wrote, but like we couldn't record because, like I said, we were living in 3 different time zones. You know, like, and you couldn't really travel, like, especially. The UK was really in a heavy lockdown, and, you know, so for our, you know, we just, you know, and you want to do it in person. We didn't want to do some online, you know, stuff, but we'll get there.
And you've been to the UK in April, I think?
Yeah.
And was it different than the tours before Brexit?
It was a little more of a pain in the ass getting in, do you know what I mean? Because now, you know, obviously there's more... Excuse me, restrictions and shit like that, and you know you're supposed to get the, you know, you got to get the COS for everyone now instead of just the Americans, and yeah, I mean, it's just more paperwork, but once you're there, the shows are, it's just a show, you know what I mean?
It's,
I mean,
the same.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's a little annoying because, you know, it's just all the, you know, you don't know, and no one really knows quite how it's going to work out yet, so, you know, man, like, you know, they... You know, when you're at the border, it's like, it's a bit confusing now, but we got in, it was fun. Yeah, it was just, once you're there, it's just, you're just there.
And I forgot the name, the guitar player?
Carl.
He's from
the UK.
Yeah, so it's, he has the shit every time you go on tour.
Over here?
Yes.
It's not so bad because it's just one, you know.
Okay, so not every time he leaves, he has to do all the shit?
I don't really want to talk about it, huh? Really? Yeah? All right. Thomas, let's keep moving.
Okay. And the festival summer is in the middle, I think. How many shows did you, how many festivals did you play?
Not a ton. I mean, we've done a fair amount. I think we've done maybe... Festival-wise, like maybe 10 or something like that. You know, I mean, like there's so many bands that want to play right now. You know what I mean? And it's not like, you know, and also traveling has gotten a bit more difficult. You know, and also with, like, you know, us living in different places. So, and also, like, you know, everyone's life changed during the pandemic. Everyone's, I think, you know, and like some of the guys, you know, in the band have more kids now and stuff like that. So. It's taking, you know, we're kind of going a bit slower than we used to right now. You know, it's not like we'll keep doing that, but it felt weird to just go, okay, you know what I mean? Like, this is over, now we're going to tour every weekend after 2 years of people being home with new babies and blah, 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 blah. So, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, yeah, we're trying to figure out a good way to to start doing it again.
Yeah. And how many festivals are on the road?
Coming up?
Yes.
I think we have maybe like six more or something this summer, and then like, and we're taking September off. In October we have like a full month tour, like a Nightliner tour. So that's more what we're sort of looking towards right now, you know, like taking time off and then just doing it all at once. You know what I mean? So.
And is there any festival you didn't play before but would like to?
Not really. Off the top of my head, I don't know, man. You know what I mean? I haven't been thinking in these terms lately. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you know. But we've done a few, like, this year that, you know, I've always wanted to. Like, we did Manchester Punk Festival this year, which was... That's an awfully fucking great festival. And, yeah, you know, it's been all right. You know what I mean? Like, but mostly, you know, mostly sort of smaller or mid-sized ones, you know? But...
And did you watch any bands at the festival?
I haven't seen so much, man. Like, we've been, most of them have been kind of like long drives, like in between, so we haven't had much time, and then we play late. You know, I mean, we're generally like near either the headliners or near there, so you just get there and you play, you know? But, we did one, like last weekend, and I saw like, Mad Sin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we played, I saw them, and who else? Fuck, I forget, man. Yeah, no, nothing that I can think of off the top of my head, man. Like, really, we've just been, we travel, we get there, you know what I mean? Like, we set up, you play, and, you know what I mean?
You know, playing on the road.
Yeah, and then you, you go to the hotel, and then you gotta drive, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're lucky, you get, you know, festivals that are close to each other, and there's bands that you want to see. And then you can, you know, get up early and go and have a day before you play. But we just haven't had that luck this year. Not yet. We actually might. We're playing this thing called Brock Rock or something like
Brock
this.
Rock.
Yeah, yeah.
In Belgium.
Yeah, in Belgium. And there's a lot of nice bands on that.
Yeah,
like bands that are friends of ours and stuff. And that's, you know, where that, like, we're, it's like the first show for that weekend. So we're coming from Amsterdam, which is close.
Well, I think it's a sister festival of... Punk Rock Holiday, they...
Something like this, yeah. Exactly.
Many bands play there, and
yeah,
after that...
Yeah,
play.
Absolutely, yeah.
But are you on Tallmeans this year?
No, unfortunately, we were booked for it, but just the logistics were extremely difficult for us, you know? Like, just with, like, you know, getting there, we would have had to fly, basically. And the way... And I'm kind of glad we With very heavy hearts, you know, ended up having to, you know, like basically like pull out of the deal. But it was like we, like tickets are like the, I mean, yeah, the whole airline industry is a mess right now. You know what I mean? So we were trying to get tickets, and they were just like absolutely outrageous. And it's kind of in a way for the best, because I'm like actually been keeping an eye on the flights that we're looking at, and the one that we would have taken there actually was canceled. So if we had bought the ticket, you know what I mean, like, and tried to do it, we would have still not, you know what I mean, been able to make it. So, yeah, hopefully that situation sorts itself out, but that makes things rather tricky for, you know what I mean, that, you know, like, so, yeah. But I mean, that really sucks. I mean, I really would have, it's one of my favorite festivals, and I feel like shit, like not doing it, you know what I mean? Like, they were kind enough to book us, but yeah, it just, and like driving there is pretty
it's far away.
Yeah, yeah, and like, you know, and we, you know, and like, again, because there's so many bands like wanting to play right now, that it was difficult to find good festivals on the routing for that weekend, because there's a million bands playing around then, and you know, and so, yeah, we had a couple festivals, and yeah, that was the other thing. We had a few, I think that was a deal, and two of them actually got canceled because they couldn't find enough. That's another problem with festivals, same with airports. So many people got other jobs during the pandemic. So we had two festivals in the way that we were going to drive that got like basically just shut down because they couldn't find enough staff, you know, and then we had to fly, and then it was just expensive. And yeah, it's a long story, but sadly, no. Hopefully, are you going to go?
I go.
Yeah?
I go.
Nice.
Yes, again. Nice. I go to Linz next Saturday, mm-hmm. and say it's a spam fest.
Yeah.
And then travel through Austria and then go home.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, if we, believe me, if we could have, you know, hopefully they'll want us next year, you know what I mean? And then we'll...
I'll be there.
Yeah, cool.
I always go there.
It's
because
it's a great festival, man, you know?
Yes. And do you have some musical recommendations for our listeners?
Not really, man. No, I'm sorry, man. No. I haven't, you know, I mean, I haven't been...
I've been listening to music.
Well, I do, but I just haven't been writing a lot lately for two bands. And if I'm writing, I don't listen to music so much because I'm always thinking in terms of music, you know what I mean?
One recommendation will be, I think, Jeff and the...
Yeah, Jeff and the Problems. Yes. Yeah, why not? Yeah, exactly.
So we recommend that.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think we have... Right. Every question is done.
All right. Great.
So thank you for your time.
No worries, man. Well, have fun at Punk Rock Holidays, huh? And have fun tonight, I hope, you know.
Always. I saw you at the Ruhrpott Rodeo.
Nice.
And
it should be a little interesting tonight because our keyboard player fell ill.
Okay.
And so he's not here, so we're going to play without keyboard. So it's going to be a bit more punk.
Okay,
tonight.
So
it's going to be fine. We did it last night and it worked out. We were a little worried, you know what I mean? But it's like, you know, we just are playing some different songs, more of like some of the older, from the first couple of albums when we didn't have keyboards. So we picked a bunch of those and we're going to play.
So that was one more question that came in my mind. The set list, is it always... different from show to show?
Not from show to show so much. I mean, generally, you know, we'll keep one set list for like a month, you know, and then, because, you know, you're seeing different people every night, so it doesn't really matter, you know, and then it's easy because you know what you're doing, you know, and you fall into a rhythm. But tonight it's not that much different, but it's got a few songs that we haven't done in years, which is, you know, which is kind of cool.
Because read the book about Bad Religion?
Mm-mm.
And I saw it, and they never play the same songs in a row.
Oh yeah?
Every night is another.
Well, some bands like to do that, you know.
They say because there are a lot of people traveling with them,
right,
from show to show, and they say they should never get the same show.
They're like the Grateful Dead of punk rock, huh? Nah, with us, man, I don't know, like, you know, we just switch it up, you know. Once in a while we'll go, okay, we want this song tonight, you know, but I don't know, we're lazy.
Okay. So, right. Thank you for your time.
Cheers, bro.
Hier kommt die Reality Elite.
Ich suche nicht die Sendezeit sucht mich.
Beste Umgangsformen.
Du kannst dich im Pool pinkeln.
Ich meine, wie crazy ist das?
Und Unterhaltung vom Feinsten.
Wir sind hier im Premium-Trash-TV.
Eine neue Folge, Kampf der Reality Stars. Morgen, 20.15 Uhr bei RTL 2.
Von 0 auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön, Rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral, alles super.
Ich habe mich natürlich schockverliebt, weil die war wirklich ganz, ganz klein.
So begann die Mensch-Hund-Beziehung zwischen Christina und Tierschutzhund Frieda. Und wie es danach, nach dem ersten Moment der Verliebtheit, so weiterging und welche Klippen es danach zu umschiffen galt, das hört ihr in der neuen Ausgabe von Iswas Dog, dem Podcast für harmonische Mensch-Hund-Beziehungen.
Iswas Dog mit Malte Asmus.
Überall, wo es Podcasts gibt.